There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Festival Moment.
She'll be attending the Emirates Airline Festival of Literature next March. Her name is Sandhya Menon. She's the New York Times bestselling author of When Dimple Met Rishi, From Twinkle with Love, and There's Something About Sweetie. She's a self-described full-time dog servant and part-time writer who lives in the foggy mountains of Colorado. She's with us on the line now. Welcome to the show, Sandhya. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you so much for having me.
It's delightful to be able to speak to you. First of all, thank you so much for writing When Dimple Met Rishi. It made my week. It was really uplifting and it was wonderful.
Thank you for saying that. I'm so glad to hear that. It was actually a really fun book to write as well.
Speaking of doing the writing for these books, how much did you draw on your own life experiences for writing the first two? I'm thinking immediately about your second book here and Twinkle's love of filmmaking, but I can see a connection with Rishi and his pursuit of arts over sciences as well.
Yes, absolutely. That definitely came right from my own personal life. I was always the kid, you know, when I was young, that I was writing poetry and I was writing stories on my jeans and any surface that I could find. So my parents were always trying to push me into medicine, and that just wasn't where my passions lay.
Rachel here asking a question. I've read in an interview where you were talking, really interestingly actually, about how you think that arranged marriage is quite misunderstood in many places. And people have this idea about an older man kind of taking advantage of a younger girl, whereas actually there can be a lot more to it. And I wondered if that was something that you deliberately kind of addressed in the book, or just something that came up as part of the plot.
It was definitely a deliberate thing on my part. I think that, especially in Western society, arranged marriages get a really bad rap. And when I grew up in my family, you know, most of the marriages in my family are arranged marriages. And I wasn't seeing that pattern of the old man kind of preying upon this young, innocent woman, or that the young woman was being used as a pawn, between her husband and her father. So I wanted to portray a marriage like the ones that I was seeing growing up, and I wanted to show this whole other side of it that I don't think gets talked about enough.
I think you do it really well. It's really compelling, and it's just, I think sometimes by going for something in a lighthearted way, you can get your message across so powerfully. I think it was excellent.
Thank you so much. Yeah, absolutely.
In terms of life experiences, I meant to also ask you, there's obviously the fact that Rishi prefers pursuing arts over sciences, and the fact that Twinkle has this love of filmmaking. But there's also some other deeper stuff that you share in your books that I wonder has a connection with your own life experience. I think you mentioned in a tweet a long time ago that a thing immigrant families struggle with is losing family members back in the homeland and not being able to go back home, and that's something that you deal with really beautifully in Twinkle. Was that difficult for you to write?
Yeah, that was where I felt I wasn't sure if I should put it into a young adult romantic comedy in the first place, but then I decided I wanted to be really authentic in telling Twinkle's story and also her experience of being the daughter of immigrant parents. And so for me, I think that was a big thing with my family moving to the U.S. was seeing how much they struggled with not being there for various events that they would have absolutely loved to have attended, like funerals and weddings and births. And so I really wanted to put that in there, and it was really hard to write. But at the same time, I felt like it was an important thing to write as well.
It comes across well, and the authenticity is something that's really special in your books. And the interesting thing is you're coming to join us at the festival next March to talk about the books and also about this idea of happily ever after. And I know that you've said before that you've grown up on a diet of Bollywood movies, and a lot of your titles are these kind of plays on the titles of famous rom-coms. And I wondered, we've been talking about this a little bit already this morning, but what do you think of the way happily ever afters are presented in fiction as opposed to reality?
I think fiction is a wonderful place to disappear into, to escape reality sometimes. And I absolutely love happily ever afters. I love, you know, Sophie Kinsella. I love the Meg Ryan movies and the Julia Roberts movies. I don't think there's anything wrong with fiction portraying the happily ever after, because we get reality enough in our day-to-day lives. And it's nice to, disappear into this world where you know everything's going to work out in the end.
We've had a text message come in saying that they haven't read When Dimple Met Rishi, but wondering how having stories with Middle Eastern and people of colour culture has been changing publishing. And that relates to something else that I noticed a lot when I was researching your books. And when I looked at a few reviews, there was this common thread throughout of just delight, not just with the characters and the nature of the stories, but in the fact that the readers who didn't often see themselves in romantic comedies did so with your books. When you were a teenager, what did you read? Were you ever frustrated with your options? Is that kind of why some of these stories have come about for you?
Yeah, you know, I think as a teenager, I didn't really know any better. I was reading a lot of Mallory Towers was a big one with me. But I also read a lot of books that were not age-appropriate for teenagers. I read a lot of Stephen King, you know, things like that. And for me, growing up, I didn't know any different. I didn't ever picture myself in a book as the main character. And so as I got older, and once I moved to the U.S., I was thinking about this a lot more, and I was wondering, well, where are the stories that, you know, where the characters look like me, and they have names like mine, or they have families like mine? And when I finally had the chance to publish, I was so excited because my publisher was extremely supportive of this idea of broadening the rom-com spectrum a little bit and giving these diverse voices a chance to have that happily ever after. So there's this new idea that, you know, we don't have to write issue books with people of color. They can have light, happy stories as well. And I'm just really happy to be able to play in this space.
Oh, I think you do it really well, to be honest. Your characters seem very kind of compelling and believable to everybody from the kind of reactions that I've seen. And I wondered, who of everybody that you've written so far would you say is your favorite character? And is that different to the character that you most identify with?
Oh, that's such a hard question to answer. I feel like that's asking a, you know, parent who is their favorite child. I'm not sure. I really have a soft spot for Rishi. I think that I absolutely adored him when I was writing him. I based him very loosely on a cousin I have. So I think he's really special to me. But I would say I think Sweetie is probably the most like me, as far as personality goes. And then Twinkle is who I was as a teenager. Just she loves filmmaking, and for me was always writing. But we share the same kind of spark. And then with Dimple, of course, I was always the rogue feminist in my family, so that came from me too.
Good answer.
I was wondering what the actual writing process was like for you. So often, whenever I've met writers, the first book tends to be a lot easier than the second. Did you have that experience?
Absolutely, yes. I struggled so much writing From Twinkle with Love. I actually really considered just saying, you know what, maybe I'm a one-hit wonder and no other book is ever going to happen. I think I rewrote that book 4 or 5 times, and I mean completely deleting 80,000 words of fiction.
Wow.
And
goodness.
Rewriting them. Yes, it was really painful, but also that is the book that I am proudest of. So, you know,
sometimes it's the ones that are the hardest work, isn't it, that you love the most?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's like When Dimple Met Rishi came out so easily that I was kind of lulled into this false security of thinking
it's so easy
that would happen again, you know, and I was really mistaken.
Can you tell us a little bit about the upcoming book, There's Something About Sweetie? And we were wondering, is it any way a take on There's Something About Mary in the way that you kind of have touches of When Harry Met Sally and When Dimple Met Rishi?
So There's Something About Sweetie is a companion novel to When Dimple Met Rishi, and it follows Ashish, who is Rishi's younger brother, and Sweetie, someone we haven't met yet. And it's this idea of Ashish being this jock and his parents, he challenges his parents to set him up on a few dates with someone they think, you know, that would be a good match for him because his dating history is so disastrous to them. And so they do, and they choose Sweetie, who is someone he would normally never date. And so they set out this actual contract that he has to sign and promise to take her on all these dates that they set up for him. So it was really fun to write. As far as There's Something About Mary, I think in that there is like this lighthearted, just funny, kind of almost irreverent side to the book in the same way that it is in the movie. But also I think it was just a throwback to the to that feeling of, you know, when you settle into a really good romantic comedy and you're just, you know, everything's going to turn out okay and you're ready for some laughs. And that's kind of what the title was.
Excellent. Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
This is a slightly cruel question and also slightly random, but in your bio, what comes up again and again is that you were raised on a steady diet of thousands of Bollywood movies and also other rom-coms as well. You just mentioned an affinity for Meg Ryan. I'm definitely with you there. And Julia Roberts as well.
Yeah.
If someone awful like me told you you have to go to a desert island and you could only ever watch one film for the rest of your life, you know, what would it be?
I recently just rewatched You've Got Mail, so I think maybe that one. It's really hard to pick, but that's the one that's on my mind right now, so I'll go with that one.
I do love that one. We've had a question from a listener. Would you consider writing in a completely different genre or genres?
I might. I've definitely thought about it. I have an adult romantic comedy coming out in a couple of years. That's not really a different genre. It's more a different age range. Mm-hmm. But I really have an affinity for horror. So I think I would love to write a horror novel one day.
Wow. I love the turnaround there.
Yeah, that's a big change.
I know.
I'd love to read it.
Unexpected.
Thank you. What's been the biggest challenge for you? Because you said that this next one that you're thinking of writing would be for a different age group. What has been the biggest challenge for you in writing for a young adult audience? Or is it not something that you even think about? Does it just come naturally?
Writing for the young adult audience has been actually really beautifully simple for me. I have always loved young adult literature, so I was always an avid reader of it, even as an adult. So I don't know if it was that or it's because I genuinely love teenagers. I know people say that's a terrible age and as horrible as adults we should run away from them. But I genuinely enjoy teenagers. So I think that really helps as well for me to just think about what it was like for me back then and what it might be like for teenagers today.
I think they feel things so much more strongly, don't they? I've got two teenage children at the moment and I love watching how kind of with how much power they experience things. Whereas as an adult, you're a bit like, oh, whatever. It's good.
Exactly. And I think that in spite of all the tumultuous, you know, ups and downs of adolescence, they still retain the sense of optimism and hope about life that I think is so powerful and it's so beautiful. And I just try to capture that as best as I can.
Absolutely. That's what's the best thing about teenagers. They pretend to be so sort of grumpy and cynical, whereas underneath they've got the most sort of hope and optimism of anybody. It's lovely.
Exactly.
One final question. There are some people listening who are thinking of writing an entry to the LitFest competition. And as a hugely successful author, I wondered if you had one or two tips for anybody who wants to write.
Yes, absolutely. I have so many, but I'll try to pick one. I would say definitely figure out how to start and finish a project. I think that's the hardest thing that stymies beginning writers is that we're great beginners, but we're not great finishers because it takes so much trouble and effort and energy, especially if you have a different job or you're a student, to sit down and kind of get that whole story down on the page. So I would say start out, if your goal is to write a book, start out with something small first, like a short story. That's where I started, and finish that, and then graduate onto longer stories, and eventually you'll be able to write a book.
Brilliant advice. It's been so nice talking
to you. It really
has. Thank you very much for coming on the show.
We can't wait to see you at the Emirates.
Thank you so much for having me.
We can't wait to see you at the Emirates Airline Festival of Literature next year, March 1st to the 9th for anybody listening. Thank you so much, Sandhya. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so if you were just tuning in and wondering who that was Sandhya Menon. She's the New York Times bestselling author of When Dimple Met Rishi, from Twinkle with Love, and the upcoming There's Something About Sweetie. And I love the fact that she's a self-described full-time dog servant and part-time writer.
And also, possibly the nicest woman in the world. Wasn't
she's
that a nice
lovely
conversation?
She's absolutely lovely. I can't wait to see her at the festival next year.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.